Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 29th of October, recording at 9:45 p.m. And that's Greenwich Mean Time. Now, this was an interesting day, a day belonging to the bulls here for sure. And starting off in Asia, Asia was mixed. For the most part, about as many markets, so slightly more up than down. But the big story was India, up nearly 2% on the Nifty index and up 1.74% on the Sensex index. Now, the Reserve Bank raised interest rates by a quarter of a percent, India Central Bank, but it also eased liquidity in some other areas. The main thing it's trying to do is to rein in inflation, and that's kept the currency firm, and the rupee, having been in free fall, has had the best gain of any currency this month so far. So they're succeeding, and that's pushed India right back up to its historic numerical highs, at any rate. Interesting situation, and we have that exciting election coming in during the first half of next year. Now, elsewhere, we saw strong gains also in Europe today. The exception was the Swiss market, which is a little bit lower, but things like the Italian market up 2.27%, and Spain up 1.31%. So these are solid right across the boards. And the Euro Stoxx 50 was up nearly 1% as well. These European markets are overbought here in the short term, but they have yet to see downward dynamics to check the gains. Same with Wall Street also, because certainly this is overbought here on a short-term basis, and it's overextended really relative to the 200-day moving averages across the various different indices. But people are liking the earnings reports. And here's an example. For instance, IBM. Now, the share has been underperforming here quite a bit in this year overall. But they have just announced that they've added $15 billion to their stock buyback fund. That put the share up 2.7% in here today. It certainly looks cheap to me. Also exciting the market, we've had the S&P hitting new highs here for several days in a row, but the big one today was that the Dow Jones Industrial Average pushed through to a new all-time high as well. One investment manager quoted by Bloomberg quipped, it's good news, quote, it's good news is bad news, but bad news is a good news scenario, unquote. Now, the S&P, certainly on a roll, it's been up 13 of the past 15 sessions. Now, that is up 24% so far this year. And that would be the best annual gain for the S&P in a decade if it were to maintain that, let alone increase it between now and year end. S&P is also up 160% since its 2009 low. So, hey, quantitative easing, that's a bullish policy, isn't it? Now, elsewhere, a little bit of news. There wasn't much. Retail sales were out. They were pretty flat, or actually down 0.1% over the last month. The more interesting one, bit of data concerns profits, which, according to Bloomberg, have grown by an average of 5.9% among the 290 companies reporting so far this year. Sales in comparison were only up 3.6%, but the trend is obviously in the right direction. So equity investors are clearly loving this. There's no immediate prospect of quantitative easing reductions on the horizon. People are saying that won't occur before I think it's March at the March next year at the earliest. So again, momentum buying here, but pushing these markets to levels that are high. I think the S&P, I think it's selling at 16.8 times current earnings. That's a fairly high multiple here, and as these gains are extended, it's becoming more likely that it will end in a somewhat larger pullback and test of the 200-day moving average. But right now, it is still pushing higher, and earnings are often flattered by the share buybacks, and that's something that's probably going to continue, the share buybacks, that is, until they start to rein in quantitative easing. Okay, what's going on elsewhere? We had government bonds, the bond prices were higher, so yields eased a little bit, only slightly. The U.S. 10-year is just ranging quietly just above the 2.5 level, but that's well below the 3% level that we saw, what was it, back in September, I think, and that was beginning to worry not only the central bank but investors generally. So we're still very much in this medium-term consolidation here for these government bonds. But my feeling, I think it's a pretty obvious point I'm going to make here. So you're probably feeling this as well, along with a lot of other people, that if it weren't for quantitative easing, QE, that those bond yields would definitely be higher. So the Fed buying is helping to keep them down. And in fairness, we have a fair amount of soft economic data around the globe. The U.S. inflation picture is also muted, at least the reported inflation picture. Elsewhere today, the U.S. dollar index is firmer. That's pushed back up to 79.62, and that's really against European, and the dollar index is created against European currencies. And the interesting point on it is that it's bouncing from the level of 79. Earlier in the year it was up at 85, but 79 was last seen back in December of last year and also early February of this year. So that is a prior support level, and we're getting at least a small bounce from that level right now. It's closed today at 79.625. Precious metals eased a little bit in here today. Gold is down over $7. That's pulled it back to 1345. Platinum down 11 to 1461. Palladium $3.40 lower, 747. And silver, where are you? They're 2249 on silver. Those prices are actually firm. They have rallied in recent weeks, but obviously a little bit lower here today. Now, I think that crude oil is trading at 98.20, the WTI. Let's see what we're getting on the others Just bring that up. The Brent is also lower, 108.78. So we're not getting much in the way of commodity inflation, and I think that for sure. And the CCI index, a commodity index that we post from time to time. That's that one unweighted index of quite a few commodities. And that's down to 512. It has a number of lows at in the 500 region, and so we're only 12 points above that. And looks like that's going to be challenged. Most soft commodities I see were a little lower in here today, although one of the weakest recently, coffee, had a slight rally. The industrial metals are a little bit firmer, with the exception of tin, which shows a small loss. And that's pretty much it on this interesting Tuesday, dominated by those stock market gains. All the best.